Hello and welcome to this episode of Harris and Amy Copywriting Tips. In this particular session, what I want to look at is how you can increase the confidence in yourself about the offer that you have or the service that you have, and how we're then going to translate that into any copy that you write. When I say copy, it doesn't have to mean a sales page. It could be your blog, or it could be your about page, any kind of, or any other promotional copy, anything that you're writing where you're trying to persuade people that you know what you're doing, what you're talking about, and that you are the person for them to solve their solution. Now, we're going to do this in two parts. So this is part one of Copywriting with Confidence, where I'm going to ask you a series of questions, quick questions that you can go away, think about, or answer right now as you're listening in. And this is all about knowing your own value, knowing the value of you, your skills, the service that you offer. And then in part two, which is what we'll be doing next time, we're going to look at how we take those answers and how we include that in our copy, so that our copy is it's strong, it's bold, it's confident, and when people read it, they're confident in us, we're confident in ourselves, and everybody's happy. So let's get going. What I would suggest that if you want to do this whilst you're listening now, grab a pencil or a pen and some paper. And the first thing that we're going to look at is the value in you. So I want you to think about these questions carefully. Question number one, how long did you train or study in order to get the skills that you're offering? Or in order to offer the product that you're offering, develop the product that you're offering. Now, this doesn't have to be a formal education. This could be how long you've been in business. This could be how long you've been studying a particular skill on the job or reading about something. Anything which has put you in the position where you can now offer that to someone else. So think about that. Think about how long it's taken you. Have you gone to business school? Have you studied marketing or been in a marketing position for a number of years? Have you trained to be a life coach or trained in web design? Have a little think about it and just put down how long it took you to get the skills that you have today. Then I want you to think about what mistakes you've made along the way. Now, that might make you feel a bit funny. It might make you feel that, well, that's not something that's going to make me feel very valuable in myself. But what I want you to think about is, what mistakes have you made in the past that you now know to avoid? Because that's all part of the learning process. It's uncomfortable making mistakes. We don't like making mistakes. But once you've made them, and once you've reflected on them, you can hopefully learn to avoid them in the future. Okay. Next question. What successes have you had during your learning period? Because I say learning period as in anything up to this date, because to me, every day is a new lesson, or some days it feels like we're getting a ton of lessons in one day. So when I talk about learning period, I just mean anything you've learned up to now. So what successes have you had in your business, in your personal achievements as well? Because that's all part of your value and the skills that you can offer. What have you achieved that you're quite pleased about? Bring a smile to your face when you think about that date that you won a competition or you got that big client. Think about that. And now think about how you've moved forward in your business in the last, say, 6 to 12 months. Now, you might feel like, well, I'm doing pretty much the same thing as I'm doing last year or 6 months ago, because sometimes it can feel like we're going a lot slower than we actually are. But think about where you were in the last 6 months or a year ago. How have you moved forward? What do you know now that you didn't know before? It might even be that you know what you definitely don't want to do. Perhaps you've had a few clients that have just been a nightmare, and you've decided that you're no longer going to offer, you know, those kind of services, and you're no longer going to market to that type of client group. That is a good lesson. That's moving forward, because that's increased clarity. So, think about it. How have you moved forward? And particularly, what can you do now that you couldn't do before? This could be setting up a website. It could be getting business cards printed. It could be writing your ebook. It could be doing an ebook launch. It could be doing a product launch. Or it could be understanding social media to the point where it's working for you and it's being profitable for you. Or it could be that you now have the ability to offer coaching one-on-one. You now know how to use your newsletter in order to make offers where people will buy and add to your income stream through your newsletter. So have a little think about that. What can you do now that you couldn't do before? Brilliant. Now the answers that you've got down there, this is all part of your value. This is all part of what makes you important and what makes you able to offer something of importance to your customers and to your clients. The answers that you've got, they start to build towards your credibility. And this is particularly important in copy, because one of the biggest buying factors is trust. People have to trust you. They have to trust that you know what you're talking about, you know what you're doing, if they're going to invest their time and money in what you have to offer. So it's really important that you recognize that, and that you recognize, you know, you have been studying coaching and you've been working with clients for 5 years, and over that time you've made mistakes, but those are the mistakes that you can teach people to avoid in the future. So we'll look next time a little bit more in depth about how we can use these answers to build up credibility and to build up confidence in our copy. But at the moment, I just want you to look at those answers and just say, you know, just think, yes, I'm valuable, I've got a lot to offer, and, you know, I am definitely worth the price of my services. So the next part that I want to look at within this is the value in your offer. Question number one, what does your customer want that you can help them achieve? Do they want increased self-confidence? Do they want more sales? Question number two. What is annoying them about not getting this done? What is really bugging them about whatever it is that you can help solve, whatever problem they have? What's annoying them by it not being solved? Are they stressed? Are they losing money? Are they worried about how to pay the rent? Are they worried that they're just aimlessly wandering without focus in their life, and they know that they should be doing something better, but they just don't know what it is or how to find it? And relating to this point as well, is there a monetary cost for them not getting it done, for them not solving their problem? Is there a monetary cost? So is there a dollar or a pound value that you can put against the solution? For example, let us say your customer, let's say you offer a newsletter service. You help people set up their newsletters, set up their autoresponders, and help them interact with their audience and make offers. Now let's say your customer has a newsletter list of a couple of thousand people, and they're not using that list, they're not interacting with them, they're not keeping them up to date with any offers, and let's say that they've got a product that they could offer that list, but they don't know how to do it, or they've done it a couple of times and no one's really gone for it. If you could show them how to build up the connection with the list, build up the relationship to the point where they could start offering that and start selling that, that is going to give you a dollar value. You know, are they missing out on sales by not having this? Okay, now the next question is, can your customer do what it is that you do? If not, then obviously it's very evident that what you do is very valuable. But if they can do that, ask yourself, is that something that they would want to do? Bear in mind how long you've been spending learning how to do what it is you do. Even if you've only been online for a couple of years, or if you've only been in business for a couple of years and you still feel relatively wet behind the ears, that's still 2 years of learning. And, you know, think about all those mistakes that you made that you now know not to make, all the successes that you've had, and what you can do now which you couldn't do before. Think about that. Is that something that they would want to do? Would they want to sort of follow in your footsteps? Or do they just want the solution? Do they just want what you can offer now? So think about that. And if, you know, think about what would they rather be doing than what you can offer. And also think about how long would it take them not having your skills to do what it is you do. Okay, another last question and then we'll wrap up. And hopefully this is giving you something to think about, something for you to mull over. And hopefully you're starting to see as well that, you know, you, your skills, and what you, you know, what you're offering is really valuable, and you're starting to feel a bit more confident about that. So the last question is, once you've helped your customers, what are the top three things that they can do that they couldn't do before? Now, there's a good chance there'll be so much more than three, but I want you to focus on the top three things. What is the biggest, most important three things that they could do after employing you or hiring you that they couldn't do before? So let's come back to the job coach. That person can then go and get the job of their dreams. Maybe it's they have the confidence and the know-how to really get a top-notch resume or CV sorted out for prospective employees. Maybe they know how to ace an interview and do it confidently without having sweaty palms and stuttering and a dry mouth. So think about that. The top three things that your customer can do that they couldn't do before because of you. Okay, I'm going to leave it there. This is my first ever sort of blog talk radio, so if you've got any feedback or constructive criticism, please be kind. Then please let me know in the comments, or you can get in touch with me. If you've enjoyed this, then do remember to listen into part two, which is where we look at those answers and we look at some specific ways that you can use them in your copy to add confidence to your copy, so it just gleams confidence. And when people read it, they think, wow, she knows her stuff. Or they think, whoo, he is the go-to guy for this kind of service. He knows what he's talking about, and I believe he can do it. So you can keep in touch with me. You can follow me on Twitter. It's at Little Unread, LittleUnred. Or pop by the website, harrisonamy.com, where you can sign up to the newsletter. You can read the blog, leave some comments, get in touch. I'd love to know more about you and your business and how I can help you with your copywriting tips. Thank you very much, and take care. Have a lovely day. Goodbye.